This is Beyond the Matrix, Introduction to the Real, Season 2, Chapter 1. In this episode, we will be talking about the nature of the will of the Source and its fulmination in the world. The Source manifests the real in our lives, according to the form, in contingency to our needs. It also manages, through its independent will and consciousness, according to its attributes, the outcome of human events. But only he or she who has submitted to that independent will of the Source finds their true nature as a fulmination of the Real. But most importantly, the will of the Source is sovereign and found in its oneness. For only the sovereign will of the Source adheres to all things. Further to this, though some would claim the right to bind and loose on earth, enacting the will of the Source beyond the system, such claims are folly. For there is no human judgment which adheres to all things. There is no unity of consciousness which would extend both forward and backward from the present. And in this fact, only the Source can know the ultimate ends of the actions of an individual. The question becomes, if mankind is bound by the precept, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone," when that fantastical person is indeed non-existent, we see in this the truth that the only true judge of the rightness or wrongness of any human being's actions is in the Source itself beyond all form. The commitment of an individual to finding self beyond form, in the oneness of the Source, does not entail absolute rightness or wrongness by divine judgment, nor is there some absolute standard by which we can judge the moral rightness or wrongness of the other. In this, we see we all place our being in the hands of the Source as to our justification, on this earth, acting free of the contingent scrutiny of form. When asks what you think of the moral rightness of another's action, you can only demur and remain silent. For it is not within our knowledge to judge the ultimate good of another's action. We also see that in the humbling caused by rejection of an affirmational impulse found in negative integration, in the appropriation, the stripping bare of our ego-recursive nature, there is a new beginning, a humbling, through the agency of the will of the Source. But in sprouting anew of the self in the other, in this rebirth, there are two mechanisms of transmutation. The first was described in the last episode, namely, the transmutation of negation into substitution of the other. The second is the rectification of the self through the affirmational narratives of the other with respect to that which has been stripped bare, free of the contingency of form founded in the ego recursion of its previous state. In other words, in the humbling caused by the loss of the tautological self, founded in the state of negative integration, there is a rebirth, and in this rebirth, the other takes the place of the tautological self, transmuting the dead self into a living breathing self founded in the affirmation of the other, within the state of positive integration. The distinction between these two states is founded in the false equivalency of form and true substance in the real. For the dead tautological self was founded in form, whilst the living breathing self in positive integration founded in the real. The tautological self is the self of the hypocrite, founded in magic, whilst the living self is founded in the miracle of the real. But all of this is to say that the rebirth of the self in the real is not equivalent to being reborn in form. For the affirmational narratives of the other provide the seed for rebirth, but their form finds purchase in the real. The recognition of the real, through submission to the Source, is the pathway of rebirth in the real. Keeping in mind that one can only know the weightiness of one's action through submission to the will of the Source. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment, and subscribe.